You are listening to The Breakfast Show. Up next is a band out of Tāmaki Makaurau who have been quietly building something very special. Psychogab are a five-piece neo-soul band blending soul, R&B, jazz and pop with smooth grooves and plenty of room to move. Since forming in 2023, they've landed in the Radioscope charts, topped in the SRN Top 10, toured internationally off the back of their debut AP Crazy Talk, and played stages like The Other's Way and the Festival of Lights. And this morning, we have Psychogab's bass player Orlando, who will join me on Radioactive Potakuihi to chat about their new single and video, Compass. Kia ora, Orlando.
Kia ora, Nico. Thanks for having me, bro.
All good. How are you this morning?
I'm all good. I haven't had breakfast yet, but
damn,
feeling good about the day, you know?
Yeah. What do you got on for today?
Not a whole lot. I've got to go to the doctor's later, and I'll just work on some music today, I think.
Yeah, all good. Health is wealth.
Yeah, bro.
So, Compass. This is our focus point for the day, for the interview. Cool. Tell me a little bit about how Compass came to be.
Yeah, so I think originally we wrote this at the start of last year, maybe. I think it was just a jam between me, Rosetta, and Caleb. And then we just kind of recorded a demo at mine. There was like a funding round coming up, and we were wanting to submit. We had this other song we submitted, and then quickly I read that you couldn't submit it more than like four times or something. So I was like, oh, shit, we need a new song. So then overnight, basically, we just made this demo. Me and Rosetta stayed up recording the vocals and everything for it, and submitted it for funding, and luckily got funded by NZ On Air for our first time, which was awesome and super lucky experience.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds mean. Sorry, I just gotta say, no swearing, if that's all good.
Oh yeah, my bad.
No, you're good. What New Zealand On Air, like, what specific grant did you apply for?
That was the new single, the single grant.
Cool. And what's the package?
So it's 10 grand to the band or the artist for one song specifically, and then another grand as artist creation fee that we split amongst the band, basically.
Cool. Wow. Oh my God, that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, it's huge amount of money, and because we mostly do everything ourselves, it was quite a switch up from making the EP. Our only expense was like half a day at the lab studio.
Mm.
To now having all this money, which is awesome because it means we can now pay our friends and everyone for their time helping us, basically.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. It sounds like you've made a step in the right direction, definitely.
Yeah.
And a music video came along with it. It's out.
Yeah.
It is
out.
Can you describe the theme of the music videos of the music video to the listener?
Yeah, so we were going for, I guess, particularly playing in the character of the songs. We played the song mostly live together with some string overdubs and other kind of little things, but wanted to keep it kind of raw feeling, I guess kind of in the motion of the song. So we shot it all on Super 8 film with the help of our friend Gab. So it was quite so trying to keep everything quite raw. We shot it in a real beautiful location in Manukau Heads by the sea. Trying to go for that divine lush kind of look and feeling.
Mean. For the people that haven't listened to the song, can you describe that in itself?
Yeah, it's kind of a slower jam for us. We love that like old school soul and neo soul kind of stuff, so the roads and kind of that P bass kind of sound with real kind of snappy drums.
Yes. I'm well familiar.
I know you are, man.
I'm such a fan, Lucky. How long has it been since you released Messy?
Messy was our first single, so that was I think May or June 2023.
True.
And that was just everything recorded at home. And then did the EP in between then, and then have kind of had some time off. We've just been slowly working on things in the background. So cool. I guess this is the first kind of step to get the ball moving again.
Yeah, mean. What can you remind me the name of the EP that you released?
So the EP, I guess it was a play on Psycho Gab, that Crazy Talk.
Oh yeah, of course. And like since releasing Crazy Talk, like what has been like the reflections on kind of all the work that you did and how you're kind of changing the you said that like you're kind of on a break and maybe a bit slower but like also working on stuff at the same time. How did that feel to go from releasing to kind of getting back on the train, I guess?
It was just kind of like figuring out stuff within the band. Like we had a couple setbacks, and I think just with the EP, it was kind of more a lot of the songs Rosetta and Caleb had kind of demoed, and so for like Messy, we just kind of built and recorded onto the demo. So now since we've been playing live more, especially after the tour for Crazy Talk. Just really getting those songs kind of refined and how they kind of how we play them differently, and so trying to bring that into the studio, I think, has been our approach. And so we've recorded like three songs since then, and all trying to do it live. But it's like just that real hard feeling of like chasing the take and never quite getting the take. So I think we did like 17 takes for Compass and stitched together like three. But so it can be a slow process sometimes.
Yeah, oh Lord, that sounds like a big job. For listeners that are just tuning in, it's 9:40 a.m. I am talking to Orlando Cooper of Psycho Gab, a wonderful band from Auckland. They just released their single Compass. Should we just have a listen?
Yeah, man.
Cool. All right. Here it is. Thank you so much for talking to me, Orlando.
Oh, good. Thank you
Excited
so
to
much
see
for
you
having me,
again.
bro. I'll see you in Wellington.